This reek has to be on the calendar of Mizbeach. The etzpa is supposed to use your hand, a finger. The chud is supposed to be put mamish on the corner of the keren. The ishim is supposed to be burnt. So the kitzom, I mean the dam is supposed to be burnt. So these protein, mechatis hapanim, is done with mechatis achitzen. So that's the svar to be marbo, mechatis hapanim. So we also still know adabah, but just the opposite. Chatis seif hevel bebuya, the still svar to be marbo, mechatis seif. Why? Shekein chutz kumaisa, mechatis seif is being done on the mezbeach achitzen, the outside mezbeach, just like the chatis achitzen, and the achil kumaisa, and also you eat from it. Achatis seif is nechel kahanim, just like a chatas achitzim is nechel kahanim. So the Zohar is said to be marbo a chatas oif over a chatas apnim. Zohar says no, hanech tefishin. Still there are more reasons that a chatas a behema of a pnim should be marbo. It's more daima to the chatas achitzim than an oif is daima to the chatas achitzim. A behema to behema is more daima than an oif a bird to behema. So that's the first. The other one says, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Omar Kvar, the Pasuk says, Yachilenu, Lezu, Vlon Yacheres, that there's a meat here, that Yachilenu means one of these chatoyas that is eaten has the locha that dam is toying kibbus, and one of them is not. So it comes out, Vinecholas meat akosiv, on a chatis that's nechol, in other words, on a chatis oif, that's nechol, you could eat from it. Here there's a meat to say, like not all the chatoyas are necholas, it is dam toying kibbus, there's one that's not. Which is the one that's not? That's this one. That's the chatis hoif. So the more of is so via the zeis lomeli. If we're learning it out from the word yachilenu, so then why do we need the word zeis? Why do we need the meat zeis for? So Moshe says no, we need both. Elav zeis. If it wouldn't have been for the meat from the word zeis, having mean I would have thought to say yachilenu is orcha de kro. That's the normal way. That's the normal manner. That's orcha de kro. It's Kamash Vulon, that's the Chiddush now, that once we have Zeis and Niyut, so now it's a Shiloh, which one is the Niyut? Yachlenu tells us that in something that's Nechal, there's a Niyut. Not all the Necholis is the Dam Toin Kivus, there's one that's not, and that's the Chatis Seif. Rav Amarava says, Amakwa, the Postik says, Ashe Yaza, the Hazoyis Akos Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about domim that need hazor. In other words, hazor is Rashi says the ikka hazor is the chatas hapnim. Where is the ikka lashon of hazor of spritzing it? Pasuk says like hazor ala proiches. Supposed to spritz it on the proiches. That's the chatas hapnim. Sadra, when the Pasuk says ashayazor, so it means hazor is across medaber that ikka limud is the chatas hapnim. Its dam is toin kibbus, and we have a reboot terrace, even a chatas achitzen. So pshita chatas apnim, it's time is toying kibbus. For the Gemara, the Yotani would learn like this. Afa pish and a kosim adabar elab and a cholis. Aye, our Mishnah's mashman not like that. Our Mishnah speaks out like, even though this pash of dam, that's toying kibbus, it's only been a cholis by a chatas achitzen, but will marb even a chatas apnim? So it's not like Rovo. Rov is saying the Ika Post that talks about the kibbutz by Dam of Achatis is by the Pnim, and the Mishnah's Mashma the opposite way. The Ika is by the Chatas Achitzon, just as a Rebu, even a Chatas Apnim. Skamar says true. Linyan Mariko Shtifa. That's the locha if you cook up a Chatis in a pot. How are you machshir the pot to take out the bli of the Chatis? That's the Dinam Riko Shtifa. But you have to wash it out first, and then kasher it. And that taka says b'necholus. That's talking about taka, the nechom, the chatoyas that you could eat. And therefore, we might be even the chatas apnim also. Mufakeh, the Rashi says, that there are certain things in this parasha that are only talking about a chatas anecholus, a chatas achitzen, and it's not talking about a chatas apnim. Like the Moshe this halacha of Mariko Shtifa, how you have to kasher the kelim, we'll see later on, if you cook up a chatas in a kli. And the chenami, Mariko Shtifa is only talking about necholis. Avolinyin kibbus, but again to this halacha, that the dam of the chatis that goes on the beged is a special mitzvah to wash the beged, asher yazeksiv. And also talks about hazor, which is mashma the ikar of it, is why chatis hafenim. So when it says, Yochi, if so, echor ha-necholis v'echor ha-pnimis, what does the Mishnah say like, for sure necholus and even pnimius. No, it should have said echad pnimius vechad necholus, like pshita the chatas apnim and even a chatas necholus also niboilei. So Moses the Nechnami, to me that's the way it should learn. Learn according to Rava echad pnimius vechad necholus. So the Moses still asks the hoch yisom chatas oif nami. Why don't I include also then a chata seif? Let's say also it's dam is toin kibbutz. So Mara says again, no, miyat rachmona, there's a miyat rachmona that something has to go out. Miyat rachmona zeis, for the Mara Yochi is so, like now we're going, the Ikka Pesach says about the chata safanim. So just like you'd be marba chata sachitza and be marba chata seif also, so Mara says, no, there's a Pesach zeis. Yochi for the Mara so, chitzayna nami loy. Maybe the word zayis takes out even a chatas achitzim. Samar says, no, riba rachmona toras. But still there's a riba to say something else is included. Not only a chatas apnim, something else also. Okay, good. So again, we have a riba and a miut. Samar says, my rayas, how do you see fit to say which one is yes and which one is no? Samar says, yes, mistav, this is a swara. Chatas beim evil rabuya. It's more of a swara to say that a chatas achitzim or the heimah should be marbam. Why? Because it's like a chatas apnim, shekein behema, the both behemis, animals, shchitas, tzofon, the kabolas, kli, the kerem, the yetzpam, the chuda. They all have the same things, shchitas be with tzofon, kabolas adam, and the kli, and the kerem, with the finger, the kayin, on the corner of the kerem. Vishim, the dam must be burnt on the mizbeach. Mashenk and the chatas doesn't have these things. So whereas the other one is just the opposite, chatas, seif, hevel, rebuyei, or else Ishim means that the Emurim Elitz is burnt. Hashenka and Bachat the Seif, there's no Emurim to be burnt. Not just the Dalim, I mean the Emurim. So Moshe the other way, but the opposite way. Chat the Seif, Heavenly Rebuy. Maybe there's a swear to say, Chat the Seif should be more daimah to Chat the Sapanim. You know why? Shekein Hazor Kemaisoch, Kemaisoch. Chat the Seif also needs Hazor, the Posse calls it. Hashenka and Chat the Sachitzen, it's called the Sarika, not Hazor. So Chat Sapnim and Chat the Seif, they're both called Hazois. As the process says, Vihizo Midoma by Chat Seif. So my answer is still Hanach the Fishin, and rather than more swarous to say that this Chatis Hachitzen Shibidoma to Chat Sapnim, rather than saying Chat Seif. Therefore, the Ribui is a Chat Hachitzen, and the Miut is the Chat Seif. Now the Gemara asks, Boy, Rabbi Avin has a shot like this. Chatis oif, shechnis doma bitzavora bifnim, mahu. You have a chatis oif, and the blood is still inside the neck of the bird. You didn't squash out the blood yet. And you brought the bird the way it is now, inside the pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Is there a psul on the damanat? We have before that if you take a dam of a chatis and bring it inside the pnim, it passes the dam. So maybe that's only when you have the dam in the kli, but here where the dam is in the neck, is that called dam or not? That's a shayla mahu. Savora kli shoros dummy. Do we consider the neck of the bird like it's in the kli shoros right now, or misul, and therefore there will be a psul? It's sort of like you're taking in the dam of the chatis inside the pnim, that's a psul. I do maybe know, kitzavra behema. It's behema to the tzavra of a behema, meaning to say, Kesavah behema, the Gersa should be dummy, and umidomo merachmono. For later sorrow, the Torah says only, if you take in the dam, not the botha. So by behema, there wouldn't be a shiloh. It's not a psul. So maybe by life also, since the blood is still inside the neck of the bird, it's not called dam yet. It will not be the psul of nichnas lefnim. That's the shiloh. So that's the shiloh. How do we look at this seif? Since a knife does not need a kabbalah b'kli, maybe the dam right now, it's to the dam, or else no, still it's inside, it's like a behemoth. So then the shalom would be is you made a malika on the yoif, and after the malika, now you brought the yoif inside to the penim. So where it says, Toshma come here. So locha pirchaso, if the yoif is moving around, pirchaso, the nichnaso lefnim, and by itself it like moves inside the penim, the chosma comes out again, shera. As after you made a malika on the yoif, now if it goes in by itself and comes out, it's still kosher. So chordiyik is hoy chnisa. But if you bring it in, then sula. So mashma the dam would be possible, even though the dam is still in the tzav, still in the neck of the yoif. It's called achnasa. It'll be psul. So Mar says no. The time according to your tam, or the taimich gabi kotshe kadoshim, by the name of kotshe kadoshim, most of the Tani we learned that pirchaso, if the behema moves around, pirchaso the yotzel adon, and it goes outside, but this make the shechita of kodesh kadoshim on the softened side of the mizbeach. It says pirchaso, if it moves around and it goes away from the softened to the dome side, the chazan comes back to the softened side, ksheva. That's what it says. The chur, what do you want to tell me? Dikir also, hoitziyah psula, that if you would take the bosor out, means out of the softened side of the mizbeach, to the dome side, there'd be a psul. What kind of psul is there? The chur, there's no psul yaitzei. You did not go outside the mizbeach, outside the Yazara. You're still inside the Yazara. You only went from the southern side of the mizbeach to the dome side. So what kind of psul is that? So what kind of deek is it? So where it says, Elaha yitzoso lachut yisroch, the chiddush is about going outside the Yazara together. Yizochinami yotzoso lachut yisroch, the chiddush here only is that if you take it outside the Yazara, that's nafkamina. If it goes out by itself, it's not psula. But if you take it outside, there's a psul yaitzei. Senechnaimah, the psul yaitzei would apply both to a behemoth and to a knife. But we're not talking about the deek is not lepanim. About going inside by knife, it could be, even if you would take it inside, it would not be psula. There's no psul since the dam is not dam yet, still only bitsavar. But the chiddush is about yitzia. If you take it outside the Azara, there would be a psul yaitzei. And when it's vislei, izachinami, yotzolachut yitzrachlei. So kids will not push the shiloh if you have the dam and the tzavar of the be of soul nichnas lefnim or not. Boy, Rabbi Avraham asked a question like this: Nishpach al horitzpom. Let's say the blood spills on the floor, v'yosvo, and now you gather it together. It spills out from the tzavar oif. You made a malika on a knife, and right after the malika, the dam now spilled on the floor of the asarim, and you gather it together. Ma was kalacha. The Torah did not need a Kabbalah in a klisharis by oif. Therefore, like there's no avoidance of Kabbalah. Therefore, even though the dam is supposed to go directly from the neck of the oif onto the mizbeach, but I call upon him here that it's spilled on the floor, so what? You just pick it up and it'll still be kosher. Therefore, oif the kosher. I do not maybe know. Mr. Apostle by Rachmona. The Torah made a psul. Meaning to say, the Torah B'davka does not want the dam to go into a kli. The Torah wants the dam of the oif to go directly onto the mizbeach. So the ukach of here will be posel. The ukach ois vei posel. That's the shayla. Kitzur the din that the dam has to go directly from the tzavar of the oif onto the mizbeach, or maybe no. Some of Rav says Tosh might come in here. Yochai would have thought to say ye dam chatis oif toin kibbus. Maybe the dam of a chat is safe. If it falls on a beggar, it's during kibbutz. Tam lemon is a mere takor. The potik says zeis. That no, only the dam of a chat is behema, not a chat is safe. Now, the yis, I could that if you could tell me that mis supposed to be rachmonom, that whenever the dam of the oif goes on to a kli, that's a psul, the Torah wants the dam to go directly from the earth to the mizbeach. But if it goes on top of a kli, that's a psul. If so, this dam, like right before it goes on to the kli, it becomes posel zrika. Typically, to avsalei the avra kli, like as soon as the dam goes on top of the avra, the kli, that should be a psul. It's like you're passing the dam. So anyway, the dam is not fit for zrika, so it's not turning kibbutz. So what do we need a special posik for? Elamai would be a proof that the dam does not become posel, even though it goes on top of a beged, the dam of a knife. It could be at the Shalwiz, if you take your kli, your jacket, and you put it mamish by the neck of the yif, so the dam goes directly onto the beggar from the yif, therefore the dam is not possible. So therefore I would have thought to say, maybe this dam of chate seif is torn kibbutz, that's why I need a special posik of zoif to say miyut. So again, we have no proof to our shayla. Boy mine Levi. Levi has to shout like this. Nitez mi begid le begid mal. Let's say the dam of a chatis. And the locker is that the dam goes on a begid. You have to wash that begid. Let's say the dam first went on one begid. And from that begid, it went on to another begid. Mal. Mi begid kam itchilei le kibbus. since the first beged it's turned kibbutz, that's it, it's dochui. In other words, once the dam reached on one beged, the din is you have to wash it off. So the kitz is not royal lizrik anymore. So therefore, if the dam goes on to a second beged, it will not be mechayev to wash it. By duma, maybe loy, maybe you don't shave the svara. No, the mice is still dam, even though it's turned kibbutz on one beged. But before you wash it, it's still dam. Therefore, on the second beged, it's also turned kibbutz. You would have to wash the second beged also. Omelis said back to him, Zu Shaila, is this a question? Toyin kibbutz umanushoch. Listen, on the second beged for sure, you're going to have to wash it anyway. E oitzvei v'kosher or kosher. If you tell me now that you collect the dam from the floor, it's still kosher. See, also, it's not worse than you took it off the beged and you could use it. So on the second beged also make a din kibbutz. Vi oitzvei v'kosher. And even if you want to say that when the dam goes on the floor, it's possible. So like here also, you want to tell me when the dam goes on the first beged, it's like it's possible it can't be used anymore for zrikom. So maybe when it comes on the second beged, maybe it's not toying kibbutz. So he answers back, no. No kavikidus really. I hold no kavikidushita. The yom that he says like this, not like our Mishnah, that he holds, hoysel a shas hakosha v'nifsel a domo. If the dam once had a shas hakosha, means the dam was once fit to make his zrika with it, and then the dam becomes psul like tomei or linom, still toying kibbutz. Siyum manashach. This dam, since it was once fit to be used, the mice is toying kibbutz. So even on the second beged, avad will be a mitzvah to wash it also. Then the top gimel on top. Boy minei Rami bar Chomim Rav Chizda. Rami bar Chomim is question Rav Chizda.